And so somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can change, can make him change it, is mighty.
Bullheaded. Yeah. Belligerent.
You might be, say, don't be so...
ridiculous. That's a...
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say, is mighty.
Sensitive.
Okay. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
angry.
Somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him, just...
cool it.
Okay, or keep...
keep your calm.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you say you are very...
tired.
If you're very, very tired, you say you are all...
worn out.
Okay. Let's say, if she is sick today and it started last Sunday, you'd say, last Sunday she... sick. She...
became sick.
Okay. Or she...
last Sunday she became ill.
If you suddenly become sick, you'd say, oh, I'm... did you say got sick or took sick?
Oh, got, suddenly she got sick.
Okay. If he has a cold today and it started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday he... a cold.
He got, okay, he got a cold.
Okay. Or would you say caught cold or took cold?
I'd say he maybe caught a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice, he might sound kind of...
hoarse.
And this is a
cough.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you
your medicine?
The patient might answer, I some yesterday.
Okay, I had some yesterday. I took some yesterday.
And I'll
take some.
Okay. If you can't hear anything, you are
deaf.
Okay. If somebody is has been working very, very hard in the hot sun, he might
have a heat stroke.
Yeah, okay, he might take his wet shirt off and say, look how I
sweat.
Okay. This is a sore place on the skin that begins with a B.
A sore place on the skin that begins with a B. You talking about a bobo?
No. I've never
That's
that.
A sore place on the skin where there's a that begins with a B, a bobo.
Okay. Let's see. This has, it can open and the stuff can drain out.
A boil?
Okay.
Okay.
And what do you call the stuff that drains out?
The pus.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
wound.
Okay. And when a wound doesn't heal, there's a white granular substance that might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out.
Scar tissue.
Okay, is there another name?
For scar tissue?
Well, it's called some kind of flesh. Have you ever
heard? Crab flesh? Okay. Well, that's gangrene you're talking about, isn't it?
Is that what is crab flesh?
Crab flesh is gangrene.
Okay.
It's rotted flesh is what it is.
Okay. Let's see. If you get a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Alcohol or... Mycin ointment.
It's a brown liquid that stings.
Iodine.
Mm-hmm. And this stuff used to be given as a tonic for malaria.
Yeah.
Something else.
Something else.
So yeah, it's a pill you take for
fever. An iodine pill.
Or a tonic. Making gin and tonic, you might use something water. Comes in a little bottle.
Soda water.
Canada Dry.
Canada Dry.
Not soda water. You have soda water and...
ginger ale.
What?
Quinine.
Yeah.
Okay. Quinine.
You might say, the doctor did everything he could, but he...
failed.
Or
not he, well...
You'd say the man...
died.